My wife and I are back from a reunion of returned Peace Corps volunteers, or RPCVs, as we call ourselves, who had served in Iran, and a conference with some of this country's experts about Iran. Our first plenary speaker, Bill Beeman of the University of Minnesota, is a very well-known scholar about Iran. He described the complexity of their system of manners and the ease with which foreigners misunderstand Iran. I asked him about Iran experts in the State Department. Beeman explained that Secretary Kissinger attacked what he called clientitis, where experts sympathize with the country they study and resist what political leaders want to do. Following Kissinger, the Foreign Service routinely rotates diplomats to prevent too much specialization. That has advantages and disadvantages. Dialogue between experts deeply steeped in a culture and generalists with other concerns is important. Beeman added that many in Washington claim expertise about Iran, who are connected with think tanks with axes to grind. Scholars independent of ideological organizations can afford to see reality without coloring it with what they want to happen. Certainly, independent scholars need to be heard. I'm convinced that Beeman's message about the complexity of Iranian culture and the ease of misunderstanding it is accurate. All former Peace Corps volunteers and others who've immersed themselves in a foreign culture can attest to the ways that cultural signals are easily misunderstood in both directions. In diplomacy, that can spell disaster. Our headline speaker was former Ambassador John Limbert, the last U.S. ambassador to Iran, and a hostage for 444 days. Limbert now teaches at the U.S. Naval Academy. I brought Beeman's comments to Ambassador Limbert. He responded that the State Department has some knowledgeable people, and that a seasoned negotiator like Senator Kerry can pick up a great deal by listening closely. I teach interviewing, and I know the importance of active listening that seeks to understand without substituting with one's own assumptions. But I couldn't shake concern that decades of detachment from Iran will handicap negotiators on both sides. It's too easy to see each other as hostile and assume the worst, or to miss what's really important to them and misunderstand what they're actually offering. That's especially difficult because so many people claim to know what Iran intends. As an example of the complexity of our and Iran's interests, Ambassador Limbert described the U.S. expectation after the revolution that Iran would be hostile toward the Soviet Union. The Russians had treated Iran as part of its empire for a long time, and there were good reasons for Iranian hostility. But Iran did its best to maintain friendly relations and trade with the USSR. Had they suddenly become pro-Soviet? Or were they defending themselves by trying to avoid incurring Soviet wrath? Limbert's point was that we have to learn to see their actions through their eyes, not our own, to understand and respect their own Iranian nationalism, just as they must respect ours. We have many overlapping interests, but Iran also cares about the mistreatment of Shia populations in the Middle East. Iran sees that as defensive and about justice, not about conquest or aggression. It's easy for Iranians to see the U.S. as supporting a ring of Sunni dynasties around Iran. That doesn't create any clear picture of what should happen. Limbert's point is that diplomacy is both necessary and difficult. Seeing it simply as us against them misses the complexities and the opportunities. In other words, give diplomacy a chance.